Next, we'll move into, on to Conservation Committee. Chairman Bivens, please call your committee to order.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to call the Conservation Committee to order, and the first order of business is approval of the previous minutes. It's been distributed. Is there a motion for approval?
Move it. Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Before we get to the agenda, I want to let everyone know that committee item number 5, land acquisition Hall County, 1 acre at Caprock Canyon State Park and Trailwood, has been withdrawn at this time. Committee item number 1, update on Texas Parks and Wildlife progress in implementing the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department Land and Water Resources Conservation and Recreation Plan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you will recall, y'all gave us a very clear directive that once the Land and Water Plan was developed, you wanted to make sure it was fully operationalized through every element of the agency. And so, and obviously, we're going to make sure that that is instituted in division operating plans, and then every one of us at the staff level, our personal performance plans are tied back to specific goals and strategies and actions in the context of the plan itself. Also, as you will recall, you know, kind of the foundation for that plan were the 12 watershed-based conservation and recreation forums designed to really get full interdisciplinary input from around the state, from our field, all of our colleagues and all the divisions to help us identify the key issues in the plan. But we also intended for those to be living forums, meaning that they would continue on, in which colleagues from around the state could get together to identify issues that were cross-cutting across divisions to work together on and make sure we were identifying the highest priorities to work on and invest on. And so I wanted to let you know that those forums are back underway. We have reactivated those with the team leaders who developed the plans and meeting around the state even as we speak. The second and last action item that I want to report on, in the plan, it calls specifically for us to have an upland game bird plan and a migratory game bird plan completed for this agency by December of this year. Thanks to leadership and our wildlife team, the upland game bird plan, dealing with, you know, bobwhite quail, blue quail, lesser prairie chicken, turkeys, etc., is done. We got great input from your advisory committee, our upland game bird advisory committee, and we are now in the throes of kind of getting the migratory game bird plan as well, and that will help set the blueprint for where we want to go to implement these the plan on the ground in the field. So just want to report that progress to you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Committee item number 2, proposed land sale Cherokee County, 1.422 acres adjacent to the Texas State Railroad. Ted Hollingsworth. Reading.
Chairman, Commissioners, good afternoon.
Ted
Hollingsworth. With the Land Conservation Program. This is actually the second reading of this item. It's a proposal to divest ourselves of a small tract of land in Rusk, Texas. It's in East Texas. At one time, our agency owned and operated the Texas State Railroad. We received a number of tracts of land in the course of taking on that project, a few of which were just really odd sections of a rail bed that had no relationship at all to the Texas State Railroad. We divested one a couple years ago. We've had a request to sell this one in Rusk. As you can see from this map, it's serves no operational purpose. In fact, it's a liability from the agency. Folks in the area have gotten in the habit of dumping trash on that tract. It's a long, skinny tract. The State Railroad Commission agrees with us that it serves no purpose for the operation of the Texas State Railroad and is pleased to have us sell it to the adjacent landowner. It has been appraised. We have a contract with the adjacent landowner at appraised value. And the motion before the commission is that the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission adopt the resolution in Exhibit A, which you have, the provisions of this land sale in Cherokee County. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
It really didn't have anything to do with the railroad. It just was all part of that from the old days.
It's a couple. Well, in theory, we've got all of the bed that connected the two terminals.
But
in that bundle of deeds were just some odd pieces that I'm sure at one time were railroad bed, but are far removed. This one removed by a couple of miles from any of the bed that ever served the Texas State Railroad itself.
Okay.
Aren't there a couple other pieces like that that we have yet to address?
Probably. This landowner actually paid a title company to do the research to determine if we even, in fact, appear to be the owner in the chain of title. And it was a pretty elaborate process just to make that determination. We assume there are probably a few other odd deeds, but the amount of research required to ferret those out and determine if we own them is kind of prohibitive. So as in this case, in the case a couple of years ago, as adjacent landowners have said, I wonder who owns that, and have done the title work and have contacted us and say, you own this odd lot, then we've kind of done the research and made that determination and liquidated those. There are probably a couple others we just don't know for a fact.
What does the adjacent landowner use the adjacent land for today?
What does he use his tract for, or his property?
His tract that's adjacent to the tract that's proposed to be.
He has a small commercial operation, some kind of a warehouse. I don't know exactly what the business is, but it's a small commercial operation.
And what was the appraised value of the property?
$3,000.
They probably won't pay the legal fees.
Depends on the lawyer.
We actually talked to a couple of real estate agents in the community.
Yeah, and they won't pay it.
We talked to a couple of real estate agents who had told us to expect the appraisal to be in the $2,000 range. He spent several hundred or $1,000 or more doing the title research,
yeah.
And we felt like $3,000 was probably about as much as it'd be fair to ask him to pay for the tract.
When we have property such as this, are we on the tax rolls?
No, sir. The state does not pay ad valorem taxes.
I mean, is it shown as having any value even though we don't pay any taxes?
It varies from county to county. In this case, we were not on the tax rolls. It just, this title was so convoluted that it was one that had kind of fallen off the radar screen.
And you said it's got a bunch of junk on it now?
Actually, this landowner has, for several years now, has kept that track, has picked up the garbage off that track, but our staff in the area have confirmed that people have been in the habit of pulling up and tossing out bags of garbage and so forth, and he's been picking those up, which was one of the reasons he asked to own it, because he's doing that work anyway, and it's a liability for his business as well as for us.
And do our staff in the area think this is a fair deal? I mean, that the property's that price is fair and reasonable?
Yes, sir.
Because we're back on the tax rolls, it's good for the county, too.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks. Any other discussion? If there is none, I'll place this item on the Thursday Commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. Committee item number 3, utility easement, Polk County, Lake Livingston State Park. Again, Ted.
Chairman, Commissioners, my name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. This item pertains to a request to grant a utility easement for a electrical corridor for a line that is being replaced off the north boundary of Lake Livingston State Park in Polk County, East Texas. The current line is now inadequate. It will not carry enough current for the neighborhood that's sprung up on the northwest corner of the park. The power company investigated several routes. It worked with our staff. We've been working with them for about a year to identify a route that minimizes impacts. That route is down an existing public road that dips into the park at one location on the north end, which is the need for the easement for us. Uh, our natural and cultural resource staff have been working with Sam Houston Electric Co-op for, like I say, about a year to identify the route that would have the least impact, both aesthetically and to natural resources of the park and the adjacent community. This would be a standard 10-year easement term. We will take into account the fact that it is a state park, and although it's far from the day use area, our current damage and rate fees are minimums, and we will probably mark those up to reflect the fact that it is state park land that is being taken for this utility line.
There's already a line there, and they're going to upgrade it.
There's not a line at this location. There's an existing line, but you can see very easily it actually crosses that cove, and their engineers assure us that it's not practical to go to a higher voltage line, a higher tension line, and cross that cove. So literally what the new line is doing is going around that cove to get to that neighborhood on the west side of the park. Their engineer will be here tomorrow in case you have any questions about the nature of the line or why there's no prudent alternative to replacing that line that crosses the cove.
Will the easement agreement limit their ability to expand whatever they're proposing to build?
Yes, sir. The easement agreement will be specific only to the line that is installed at this time. Any upgrade of the line would require them returning to us for a new surface use agreement and or a new easement, depending upon the nature of the upgrade.
And the amount that we ask for this easement will be proportionate to the interference and obstruction that whatever there is, whatever it is they're proposing to build?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The rate schedule that you all have seen is a minimum schedule, and in this case, because it's forested habitat and it is good natural resource habitat, we will increase that fee to reflect the impact of clearing the right-of-way for the line. Now, the cultural staff and natural staff have worked carefully to identify a route that minimizes the amount of vegetation that has to be removed, and it runs alongside an existing public road. Nonetheless, we'll take into account the fact that this is a new impact, a new aesthetic impact, and a new natural resource impact.
In the terms of that easement part, it's been established and it's been accepted?
No, sir. What the commission will do is grant authority to the director to negotiate those terms and conditions. All we have negotiated is a route. I talked to the project manager earlier in the week. At this time, they're not even able to tell me if they want to put those lines on wooden poles or metal poles, and I explained to them until we have that level of detail and an operations plan that we can't issue the easement or assess the damages and fees. So what the commission is doing in the motion would be to authorize the executive director to complete the negotiation of those terms and conditions and enter into that easement.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any other discussion on this item? If there is none, I'll place this item on the Thursday commission meeting for public comment and action. Committee item number 4, land acquisition, Grimes County, approximately 6 acres at Fanthorpe End State Historic Site.
Chairman, Commission, good afternoon. For the record, my name is Corky Coleman with the Land Conservation Program. This is an acquisition in Grimes County at Fanthorpe End. There's area it's in and some of the other facilities in the area. This is from a willing seller of approximately 6 acres. The green polygon is the existing park. The yellow is what we would acquire. The transaction will double the size of the park. It's from a willing seller. Includes important archaeological resources, provides needed room for expansion. It was identified as a priority site for preservation. And the seller is going to reserve the mineral rights, but there will be no surface right to explore or extract any minerals. He will keep the mineral rights, but no surface use.
Okay.
will be used for minerals. That'll be in the deed.
So, no surface occupancy?
No surface occupancy.
No, so if it's a drill, it's coming someplace else.
Drill, or he owns an adjacent, he and his sister own an adjacent property, and there's already a well on their property. So they'll use it for pooling or directional. Yes, sir.
Does he own the property to the south of the yellow?
He owns to the south and to the east.
I can't remember whether on this, did we ask about seeking a right of first refusal on that property?
When I visited with him, I asked, and he said they won't even talk about selling any of that, the rest of that family property. He inherited the 6 acres we're gonna purchase. He inherited that individually from his dad. The rest he and his sister owned together, and he said that they wouldn't talk about selling any part of the rest of the family land. And I asked about a right of first refusal he ever did, and he said he didn't think they wanted to go there.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll authorize staff to begin public notice and input process. As mentioned before, item number 5 has been withdrawn. Committee item number 6, acceptance of land donation, Houston County, 0.236 acres, admission, Tejas State Park.
Again, for the record, Corky Kuhlman. This is a small donation at Mission Tejas. And when I say small, it's 0.236 acres. It's one of the adjacent properties. You remember maybe a year or so ago, we got another one of these properties. This shows it a little clearer. We got parcel 1. We purchased it. We acquired it. This track will be donated by the foundation to us if you all choose to accept the donation. It is a small strip of land between us and Highway 21.
That's good.
Any comments or questions for Corky on this? Hearing none, I will place this item on Thursday Commission meeting agenda for public comment and action.
I failed to mention that we are doing this in a one-meeting process because of the small size and that it is a donation. So it is an action, and
we need a voter.
No, I'll place it on the.
You'll place tomorrow. It for tomorrow, yeah.
I've jumped down to item 7. I apologize. I'll place this item on the Thursday Commission meeting agenda for public comment. Now, committee item number 7, land acquisition for Zoria County, 38.5 acres at Nanny Springfellow Wildlife Management Area.
And this is the second showing of this item. We reviewed it the last meeting. Nanny M. Stringfellow in Brazoria County. It's a 38.5 acre tract at a bargain price. Again, it's owned by a church here in Austin. The seller wanted to reserve the mineral rights, but with the same condition, no surface occupancy. This site is part of it. Nanny M. Stringfellow's 3,642 acres, primarily hardwood bottom land, and this would be a good tract to add to it. It is also hardwood forest and would make a good addition to the WMA. I'll take any questions.
Any questions on this item? Hearing none, I'll place this item on the Thursday Commission meeting for public comment and action. I do have a question on committee item number 6. Is because of the small size of the tract, will this be an action item at tomorrow's meeting?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I guess I need to. Do I need to read that into this because it does not say that here?
You said.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Let's see. I believe that is the last item on our agenda. I did want to state that the minutes, the motion was made by Hughes and seconded by Falcone. I don't know when I said that. Thank you very much. And I believe Chairman Holt, this committee has completed its business.
Thank you, sir. Are you going to autograph our book?
If you're lucky.
Okay. Thank you. With that, we will go to finance. Yes.